The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the show's participants and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KXNT or CBS Radio. This show is not intended to provide listeners with specific medical advice, and you should seek assistance of a medical professional.
This is It's Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT. The doctor is in. Call the show now at 702-733-KXNT. That's 702-733-5968 to talk about your health and your vitality. Now, here is Dr. Christy Thomas.
Welcome to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. This morning, we're going to bring you lots of fun stuff this morning. We're going to be talking about supplements. There's been a great article that's been out in the news from the New York Times. It's been on the news talking about supplements. We want to kind of clear up some of the questions, some of the myths out there, the truths, the facts. And then we're going to talk to you about probiotics this morning. It's a big marketing out there. You read it on yogurt. You see it on milk cartons now. And what is really the truth out there about probiotics? Do they need to be refrigerated? Should you buy them over the counter? What types of probiotics do you need? This morning, I have Drake Kellis, who is a functional medicine consultant, back on the show with me this morning, who brings his expertise to talk about supplements. He's worked the business for years. And welcome, Drake.
Thank you. Yeah, this is one of my favorite topics because I think people think that all supplements are created equal, and the reality is they're not. So I love diving into these topics because, quite frankly, when we realize how important it is to have high-quality supplements, it really makes sense that what you're putting in your body, you want to put the best in there. You know, you wouldn't put bad fuel in your car. You wouldn't put, you know, bad oil in your car. It's the same thing. You want to put the right supplements in your body.
Well, some people do it, Drake, but then they regret it. So
exactly. Well, and the foods we eat, right? I mean, we could have a whole show on foods, supplements, et cetera. There's so many different aspects of, if we really look at our body as a holy temple or a temple, you want to put the best quality ingredients in there, eat the best foods, et cetera. And this is something that I'm glad that is being pointed out because, unfortunately, like you said, the New York Times came out with this. The Attorney General of the State of New York said that these four major retailers were products didn't test with what was in it. People are thinking that they're getting a certain supplement, a certain vitamin, and it actually has something different. So, you know, it's a cause for concern, for health concerns.
So, Drake, this is what happened. The New York Times came out with this article, and they pointed out, you know, four national retailers, GNC, Target, Walgreens, Walmart, to name them. And what they found is that four out of five of the products did not contain what was actually being marketed on that label. And I know you guys have heard me multiple times on this show really talking about how it's so important that you're getting the right supplements and that you're getting good quality supplements. And you don't want to go to these retailers over the counter because, and it's great that it's been nationally public, you know, over the news, we've seen it on, we've heard it on the radio this week. And what's happening is it's dangerous. There's actually products in there that can actually cause health problems that were, you know, now nationally published and out there about this product.
Yeah, and I think what you're saying, it makes so much sense. And the reality is that people think, oh, I can get a product like vitamin D3 and it's only $3 here. It's not about the cheapest product. It's about the highest quality product that has the ingredients that you have in there. And we could even get into internet retailers that are selling products that are discounted because they're expired products. They cut out the expiration date. They cut out the manufacturing date. They make it seem as though you're getting the exact product that you think you're getting. And quite frankly, down the road, we're going to see fraudulent products where people are thinking they're getting a specific product with a label on it that is actually just a placebo. It's not exactly what it says is on the label.
So many people ask me, well, how did this happen? Well, what happens is this stuff is not really regulated by the FDA. It's only regulated when something goes wrong or something like this comes up. And then now that's why we've had this national recall in these products out there, because they're not regulated. And that's why it's so important to know where you're getting your supplements from and what you're getting in the supplement. And let's talk a little bit about, because I carry some of the products yep. that we've talked about on this show at my own office, and I kind of preach it, I walk it, and yep. it's not just a sales pitch. So I think a lot of times people think, oh, you're just marketing your product or you're, you know, giving a sales pitch because you want to create sales. But really, it is the quality of the product. You know, another thing is, too, is people will say, well, it's so much more expensive than going and buying, you know, vitamin D over the counter for $3. Well, the news here, it was about a year ago, actually had out. They went in and they took like 8 bottles of vitamin D and only found that 9 to 13% of it was the active form from over the counter. So it's been out there, and I'm so happy that this is really getting national acknowledgement out there now about the product. So, and when people are coming to, say, a provider's office or a physician's office and buying supplements, there's a big difference than going to a retailer or over-the-counter type product when you're walking down and you're feeling run down and you need some energy or you need that type of product. It's a huge difference, correct, Jake?
Yeah, and what you're saying is so important here, because I think what's most important is you as a physician have a responsibility to give your patients the best help that they possibly can get, the best care they can possibly get. And if you tell a patient, oh, go take vitamin D3, and you have no clue what kind of vitamin D3, for example, they're getting, you know, and then you go recheck their tests, and of course the D3 level didn't go up, that is not giving your patients the best care possible. So when you know the brands that you're using and you trust them and you know that they are, you know, certified in specific areas for quality, NSF certification, which is a high-quality GMP. It's similar to the FDA for supplements. Using companies like that really helps take your products to the next level that have the high-quality ingredients and aren't going to be the stuff that is getting recalled all the time.
But these supplements that have this certification, you are not going to find at these retailers over-the-counter, correct?
Correct. I mean, you might find some here and there, but once again, the quality of a supplement is so important. And like I mentioned before, these internet violators or internet companies that are selling products that look like the products that doctors are typically recommending or some recommending, but they're actually getting products that are either A, expired, or B, could be a fraudulent product. So to me, if I am a patient and I we're so passionate about this because we are sick and tired of seeing people spend their money on what I would call lemons. I mean, if you bought a lemon car, you had a friend who was thinking about a car and you knew it was a lemon, you would tell them, no, don't touch that. And here we tend to not even think about the products that we buy and we just say, oh, it's cheaper. Or, you know, I was with a friend the other day and they had, you know, the Costco multivitamin, the fish oils, et cetera, and who knows what is in those products. So to me, I say let's raise the bar. Let's get the best products into our systems, into our body, and know that, you know, we're really doing our body a service and we're also, you know, trusting our doctors.
The other thing is, too, is you can't go out and just Google this stuff on the internet and hope that you're going to find it on Amazon.com because right. or these other retailer sites out there, because it's probably not going to be the actual product. Or like you said, it's going to be expired. Or another thing that I have a lot of people come in and say is, well, I ordered it online, but it's on back order. I've been waiting for it for a few weeks. So it's a whole nother show right. we could do right. on internet marketing and how yeah. they're really, you know, out there trying to fool the consumer out there. So these products can't be bought online. You can't go Google it and get the exact same product online. We're going to guarantee you that you right. can't, you know, find that. Or if you're getting it, it's probably expired or been sitting on the shelf, not taken care of somewhere.
Right.
I know that you guys at your company do a lot of regulatory, mm-hmm. You know, investigations out there and have really broke it down. And we appreciate that as providers, because it's so frustrating when you're trying to tell, you know, one of your patients that they need to go take vitamin D and then they can go on the internet and find it for $3. I'm going to guarantee you it's not the same product and the same quality, even though it may look like that. It's kind of like counterfeit money, right?
Right. You're absolutely right. And I think, you know, even more so, I'm truly concerned. I mean, a lot of these companies, these big companies, and not to get too much on this internet pathway, but I think it's really important, is they will sell products for 30, 40% off because they're about to expire. And so what they end up doing is they take those products, these essentially businessmen take these products, they X-Acto knife out the expiration date, the manufacturing date. They make it look like nothing happened to the label whatsoever. However, you're getting expired product that they got this 30 to 40% discount on, and then their margins go up because they're making a lot of money selling this for regular price. And once again, it comes down to trust. When I'm as a patient, as I come into your office and you tell me I want you to be on vitamin D3 and I want you to take this D3 because of the quality, this probiotic because of the quality, this powder or multivitamin or whatever it is, I'm trusting my care into your hands. And I think that as consumers and as patients, we really need to take a step back and think about that you're paying money to go to a physician and somebody like yourself, you know, do yourself a service, get a quality product. spend the extra dollars to get something that you know is actually going to be on the label. And that's the beauty of a company like ours and some of the other ones in the industry is that we're doing this extra testing. We're doing assays to prove what's in the product, to show what's in the product. And I think of, you know, things like fish oils. We could have a whole other show on fish oils in itself and just talking about the quality. And I know later on we're going to talk about probiotics and quality and knowing, making sure you get the right probiotic and knowing how to get the right probiotic, et cetera.
Speaking quickly on fish oil,
yes.
I actually challenged my listeners a few shows ago to actually go get their fish oil from their cabinet and puncture it and squeeze out and call in and say, what is in that fish oil?
Right.
And what's it smell like? Because when you walk in a sushi restaurant, you don't want to smell fish, right?
No, you're absolutely right.
So why are you taking a fish oil that smells like fish? And I've actually had some people come into my office and say, when I did that, my hands smell like fish for 2 or 3 days. I cannot believe that I've been taking this brand. And a lot of this stuff is where you're getting it over the counter. You're getting a big jar of it for very cheap pricing. And the marketing label is confusing because it's saying it's pure, it's natural, it's made from, you know, these different products. And we got to really be careful of what we're taking and, you know what we're actually putting in our bodies, because I think it's really important. And the other thing is, too, is the old school of when you go into your primary care and, you know, I'm a family nurse practitioner, and the old school was your body didn't need vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the new thing anymore, though. You know, there's so many mineral and deficiencies out there that have been linked to things like restless leg syndrome. And when we return, we're going to talk about probiotics and really some of the things, you know, not to jump to an antacid over the counter, or if you're having constipation, you're having diarrhea, or you're having reflux, you know, 70% of your immune system really comes from your gut. And that's why we wanted to bring this morning to our listeners about probiotics this morning and some of the benefits that are out there. And I'm excited to touch on that portion after we return. It's going to be an interesting show about probiotics. I am your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. I want to let you know, too, we still have some space available for our event on February 17th. Call my office to RSVP at 702-731-1200.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit us at geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
Do you strive for a healthy body and better way of life? Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center, understands and focuses her practice on health promotion, disease prevention, and the well-being of her patients. Her extensive education and training allows her to provide comprehensive care, including health assessments, diagnosing and managing acute illnesses, and managing chronic conditions. If you are feeling fatigue, stress, weight gain, why wait to feel better, Las Vegas? Call today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Christy plays a pivotal role in the future of healthcare and is at the forefront of providing preventative care to the public. She can be heard on News Radio 100.5 KXNT every Saturday morning at 10 a.m., sharing her advice and taking your calls. Strive for a healthy body and better way of life. Call Vitality Medical and Wellness Center today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Or visit online, VitalityMedicalWellness.com.
You'll never forget your first car, and you'll certainly never forget your first car wreck. When this happens to you, you need an attorney who can help you get your car fixed, get you the medical attention you need, and help get you all the money you deserve. Don't deal with the insurance companies without an attorney. In a wreck and need a check? Make one call. That's all to 877-1500. We'll fight to get you all the money you deserve and try to keep you out of court. I'm attorney Glenn Lerner.
Glenn Lerner is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. Did you know Metro is no longer responding to non-injury car wrecks? The problem is most people don't realize they're hurt until days later. Even if you don't think you're hurt at the time of the wreck or don't have a police report, you may still be entitled to medical treatment and the money you deserve for your injuries. If Metro doesn't show up for your wreck, you still have rights. If the police don't show up, call us immediately for a free consultation and get advised of your rights.
Glenn Lerner is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Las Vegas? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Las Vegas area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Las Vegas is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-246-0151. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-246-0151. That's 1-800-246-0151.
Sunday, on the season finale of CSI, a hero says goodbye.
I'll miss you.
George 8's final episode, a CSI two-hour event, CBS Sunday.
It's Jim Villanucci.
Baccarat story out of Atlantic City, Golden Nugget. The players played for 3.5 hours with unshuffled decks. And they won $1.5 million. They've been ordered to give it back today. Sucks!
Weekdays 3 to 6 on News Radio 100.5 KXNT. This is Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. I do want to let you know we are having a free event on Tuesday, February 17th. It's going to be at 5 p.m. at my office. You're more than welcome to come over. I'm going to be there. My staff's going to be there. We're going to be available for questions. It's kind of a nice, relaxing open house, no commitment. Come over and say hi. We can answer your questions about some of the things that we've talked about on these shows in the past or even questions that you have. I'm going to be talking a little bit about some of the topics we've talked about in the last few weeks and bring it to our guests that come over. We're going to have some raffles and some free product giveaway over at the office. It's February 17th. You need to call my office at 702-731-1200 and RSVP. I know the office is closed today, but you can press 0. My answering service will take your name, your number, and we'll get you on the list for the event. The other thing is I'm back with Drake Kellis, is a functional medicine consultant. We've brought to you this morning a little bit about the New York Times article that's been out. A lot of you have heard it out there on the news. You've heard it on the radio driving to work. And what the scare is about supplements. And we don't want you to be afraid of taking supplements. You just need to take the right type of supplements. I know a lot of the products been recalled and you're all in your cabinets looking, do I have these products? Have I gone to these four retailers that have had these products recalled? Because what they found is that what they've been advertising on the bottle is actually not what's in the bottle. And I'm so excited, Drake, because it's finally out nationally.
Yep.
What we've been lecturing over and over about supplements and products. Now, I want to use your expertise because you live and walk and talk this business and really know about how the difference between, you know, going to a provider and buying supplements versus buying them over the counter and what the testing and what the difference is, because the products we carry, you can't find over the counter. You can't find them on the internet. You can't buy them anywhere, and they really should be guided by a provider giving you them type of supplements based on your deficiencies. So there's a big difference in the way they make these products and the testing that they have to go through.
Yeah, it's extremely important that you're getting products that are being tested. And I don't think the general public really realizes what that looks like. Oftentimes, the companies that, you know, got listed in this New York Times article, they essentially are buying from a company, bottling it, and they really don't know what's in that. With the exception of shaking hands with the guy and getting a really good deal on the product so that they can make good margins on their products. It goes so much further than that. And I've been in this industry in the professional market side for the last 10 years because I wanted to be with companies that specifically were really big on quality. And not just talking about quality, because everyone says they have quality. I mean, you look at all the cars out in the world, they're all talking about what kind of quality they have or how safe their car is. But when you look at all the testing, you know, there's certain cars that come out head and shoulders above any from the safety perspective or different quality aspects. And that's really what we're talking about here is when we're talking about supplements, there are certain companies that are coming out head and shoulders above the rest. And the companies that you're carrying are specifically doing that. And what we're doing here is we take the company, you know, that when we get the ingredients, we get the ingredient from the provider. We then quarantine that. And we then check those ingredients, the raw ingredients, to make sure that the person who provided that, the supplier who provided that to us, actually looked at those raw ingredients and that what they're claiming is on there is actually in the products. And if it isn't, then we reject it. We send it back and say, hey, you know, you said this was in it, and we found that there was trace amounts of mercury or lead or aluminum or whatever the ingredients are that are toxic. Or maybe you said there's going to be 1,500 milligrams and there's only 500 milligrams. Then what we do is we, throughout the whole manufacturing process, we're continuing to do testing throughout this. In fact, we have one area in our line where when we're taking these bottles and they're going through this kind of the final process to put the heat seal on, that it can track trace amounts of lead, et cetera, and iron, and that when you put your hand in the machine that it has to go through, it will literally reject it because it will be able to take, you know, the metals that are in your hand. So that's how sensitive we're talking about, and that's how important it is to make sure that we have weighted scales that make sure that what says is in the product is actually in the product. So that's a huge benefit to the end user, is that we're taking all these precautionary steps to make sure that what we have on the labels actually in the product throughout the whole entire process of getting the raw ingredients to manufacturing the product to final end product, that you're getting what it says on the bottle.
The other thing too that over-the-counter type products do is look at the fillers that are in there. They got to make that capsule look full, right?
Yep.
So
yep.
Some of the products that even in this article, they said they even had houseplants, they had the heavy metals, they had the rice powders, they had asparagus in it. And they label it as dangerous substances that may cause allergies. Well, that's scary. They aren't telling us what that is.
Yeah, and I didn't necessarily talk specifically about this, but some of the things that the companies that you're using in your office do is, number one, the label claim verification. That's so important to make sure that what you have on the label is actually in the product. We're looking at microorganisms. You don't want to take something that has worms or has some kind of microorganisms that are actually going to be bad to your gut. We're about to talk about probiotics. This is so important that you're doing those testings because you don't want to add in foreign invaders that are actually going to hurt your immune system. Heavy metals. I think that's probably one of the biggest things, the heavy metals, and we don't realize how toxic they are. In California, they have Prop 65 that requires you do this heavy metal testing. And, it's crazy to think that we're not doing this testing. But at the end of the day, a lot of these big retailers are trying to get the best margins to get the best pricing so they can make a lot of money off this. And reality is they skip a lot of those key steps for quality. Two other things, we have the physical characteristics. Like you said, the capsule, the tablet, weight averages can be, you know, plus or minus, you know, half to, I mean, they could be all over the place. And you said, look at this. There's fillers in there. There's all sorts of junk in there to make them look like they're real ingredients. And then the last thing is that they're the contaminants. I mean, that's something that is so important to what we do. If we say it has gluten-free, you better believe that, you know, we are doing our darnest to make sure that there's no gluten products in there. Because if you have a gluten allergy and you're taking something that says it's gluten-free, you're going to cause more problem. And that was one of the issues with one of the supplements that was in this New York Times article, was that it said it was gluten-free and reality was there was wheat in it. This is a huge issue. I mean, it makes no sense. So you, as like I said, you as a physician, you're recommending products to your patients and they're getting something that they think is gluten-free. And if they're getting it from the store, you know, you have no clue. You have no control. And you're wondering, wait, I'm doing everything right as a physician to help this patient. And you, the thing that you thought would be best would be the supplements. And they're end up buying it from the store is the thing that's causing them the most harm. So this is a really big aspect to make sure you're getting your supplements through somebody like yourself.
Absolutely. And I know when I did my schooling as a family nurse practitioner, we, you know, looked at really the illness and we looked at treating high blood pressure and diabetes. And we, you know, take this to do right and to really look at the wellness and the preventative aspect. And I think that's one thing that's, you know, a lot different with, you know, when patients come into my office and then I've done all these certifications and anti-aging and, you know, the medicine, and maybe people don't always know, you know, what is out there. And we really want to bring and educate to people what is actually out there. And this certification on these products that we carry, you're not going to find the certification, I guarantee it, on an over-the-counter exactly. product at all. It's not going to be out there. And, you know, you mentioned a thing. I didn't know California required heavy metal testing. I wish they did that here because people would be surprised. I'm telling you, when we do the testing in my office, it is amazing what people come back positive as. We can either do a blood test or we actually have the scan where we do the tissue concentration on the palm of the hand to see what people are, you know, heavy metal toxic in. And I've done it to myself and I came back aluminum. Well, yeah, great.
Right.
You got it in deodorant. You cook in it. It's everywhere.
Right.
some of the things that you come back in, even the water bottles that you drink out of. It's really hard, and I always say taking care of yourself is a full-time job. It really is. And, you know, having the knowledge, and that's why we bring you these topics every week, is so that you have this knowledge of what's out there in the products that you're getting, and it may not always be, you know, beneficial. The other thing is, you know, so much of the immune system comes from the gut, and we're going to talk a little bit about probiotics. And, you know, 70%, think of how big your gut is. It goes from your mouth all the way to the rectum, and it's, you know, one of the biggest things besides your skin that you've got to take care of. And the use of antibiotics, the food products that we eat out there, and you wonder why our bacteria and our flora get disrupted out there. And probiotics, we can find it in yogurt, milk. Do you know 63% of people think that getting yogurt and milk is the right probiotic for them? We have news for you.
And we're about to go to a break here, so I'm really excited about this topic. But, you know, we look at products like calcium. Calcium naturally contains lead. So if you're not getting products that are tested, you know, such as calcium, you might be putting lead in your body and you had no clue. Fish oils, mercury. I mean, so there's a lot of different things like that. And then once again, what's this do to us? It causes harm. And that's why we're going to need something like probiotics. So probiotics is one of my favorite subjects to talk about. Once again, like you said, yogurt. I mean, out of all things, people think that's where I'm going to get my probiotics. And truthfully, that's not usually where you're going to get the right probiotics.
And there's such an increase in chronic illness and disease. You got diabetes, you got cardiac problems, you got cancer, you got mental illnesses. Even some of these autoimmune disorders out there have been linked to a decrease in gut health. And when we return, we're going to talk about probiotics, tell you what probiotics to get, what needs to be in your probiotics, and we might bring you some great news about yogurt and milk that you may not like. I want to remind you of our event. Again, it's February 17th. It's Tuesday. Call my office to RSVP at 702-731-1200. You're going to press zero. We are closed today, but they will take your name and number and reserve your spot for our free event on Tuesday. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com, and my phone number again is 702-731-1200.
Saturday is Valentine's Day, so don't forget about those in your life that show you unconditional love. We're talking about your pets, of course. Treat them this Valentine's Day with a new pet bed, toys, and treats. Also, save $2 on any 50-pound bag of Nutrina livestock, equine, or poultry feed. And save $5 on 40-pound bags of Loyal Adult Maintenance or Active Dog Food. While you're stocking up for the furry friends, check out the Sporting Goods Department and save 10% off all regular price handguns and pistol ammunition. We have models for both ladies as well as the guys. Cal Ranch, a ranch and home store, and so much more, even for Valentine's Day.
We're Cal Ranch Store.
Are you ready for retirement?
You work hard for your retirement nest egg, and you deserve to live your retirement on your terms.
The Retirement Brothers and their team at Ashton Strobelt will help you create a personalized strategy for your lifestyle.
Listen, it's all about what you want out of your retirement and what matters most to you.
Tune in to the Retirement Brothers Saturday afternoon at 3 on News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
At 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, our skilled technicians can help with any heating need. From repairs and tune-ups to installations, we can get you back to being comfortable faster.
Call 513-655-2010 today and get a $69 tune-up.
Limitations and restrictions apply. Licensed in the state of Ohio, number OH25090, and Kentucky, number KYMO 4037.
Money
on rent when you can own your own home. With our new Home is Possible program, you can get down payment and closing cost assistance with a competitive low interest rate. For all the details, call 702-382-4094 to speak with a mortgage specialist or visit OneNevada.org. One Nevada Credit Union is open to all Clark County and Pahrump residents, federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender. If you were denied a checking account by the bank, come to One Nevada Credit Union. With our New Start Checking, you'll get free cash perks rewards, free mobile check deposit, and 46,000 free ATMs nationwide. Why wait? Open your account today at OneNevada.org or call 702-457-1000. One Nevada is open to all Clark County and Pahrump residents, federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm place on a cold
day. I want to
be a
football stadium.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Number one for news. News Radio 100.5 KXNT. This is Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My office phone number, 702-731-1200. I want to mention that we are having a free event on Tuesday, February 17th. Please call my office to RSVP because space is limited. The office phone number, 702-731-1200. I'm here with Dre Kellis, who's a functional medicine consultant this morning. We've been talking about supplements the first half of this program and really some of the scares out there that have been published and brought to national news this week about what you're buying is not what you're getting. So we don't want you to be scared of taking supplements. You just got to come to the right place and get supplements. It's not a sales pitch. We're really breaking down the science of it. And in prior events we've had at my office, Drake, I've pulled out Fruit Loops, Coke, cookies, and kind of read food labels to people to really make them understand what down in the fine print food labels are. High fructose corn syrup, some of the byproducts in it. And we're going to go on to probiotics. There's all kinds of commercials out there. Eat a yogurt a day, be regular, relieve constipation, increase your immune system. And we're going to talk yogurt. So I got a yogurt for you here in the studio.
Yes,
what's on that label?
Yes, we do. You know, this is one of my favorites because I think people think I'm getting yogurt, I'm getting probiotics. And the reality is, I'm going to just read the label. And
63% of people think it's okay to get your probiotic sufficiently from yogurt or milk. And now here's the real story.
And so this is a specific probiotic yogurt that has probiotics that everyone thinks is the probiotic yogurt, if you will, with all these, you know, tons of strains in there. But this is what's in it. So it's cultured grade A reduced fat milk. Then you have strawberries in this particular one. Sugar, water, fructose, modified food starch. So now we're putting a lot of sugar first. So are we killing the probiotics? I'll let you be the judge of that. Then we get into modified corn starch, kosher gelatin, natural flavor, which who knows what the natural flavor in there is, agar-agar, carrageenan, sodium citrate. Here's my favorite, carmine for color. Carmine is coming from a bug. That's where you get the red from the bug. When you see bugs, you get that red part. They pull that out and they extract that, put that
bugs
in there. Yeah, so now you're getting bugs in your yogurt that has probiotics. Calcium lactate, lactic acid, xanthan gum, and vitamin D3. And who knows if any of those are actual activated ingredients. It could be a D from, you know, who knows where. Let's get to the strains of probiotics, which they don't even list the strains. They just tell you that there's two different probiotics in there. And they finally list one that does have the strain. It's the Bifidobacterium lactis DN, whatever, 173010, which doesn't really have any research to back it up. Very cheap form of probiotics. It's not even a human strain of probiotics that's found in the human gut. Unless you, of course, consumed a bunch of this yogurt, then maybe it's in your human strain. But naturally, it doesn't occur there. So this is a big cause for concern when we think we're getting it from yogurt. Are we really getting it from yogurt, or did all the sugar kill it? Is the carmine coming from bugs that maybe is feeding something? I don't know. I think that maybe yeast overgrowth is something that I think about maybe after eating a bunch of yogurt.
But it's claiming that it may help digestive issues, bloating, gas, discomfort, rumbling. How does bugs help that?
Well, I think that a lot of these different things, the biggest issue we have here is the marketing, right? People are marketing, even Tums. We think that we can have Tums and get calcium. I mean, so I don't necessarily believe all this hype about, oh, take this or do that. I mean, we're talking about companies that have lots of money, that will spend lots of money for you to think that what you're taking is actually incredibly healthy. There's a reason that we're in one of the most obese countries in the world, because people think they're getting the right thing, or that Diet Coke's actually good for them, when in reality it's going to cause more and more issues down the road. So I think that we really need to be conscious about what kind of yogurts we're getting, and not think that we're going to be able to get probiotics from our yogurts.
You need to read that food label, and I really don't think that there is anybody that really doesn't need to be on a probiotic. Honestly, 70% of your immune system comes from your digestive tract. And like we said, it's good bacteria is good. You need to have that for them. We're so disrupted by the foods that we eat. When you take antibiotics, if you get prescribed antibiotics in my office, you are going on a probiotic when you get them antibiotics, because them antibiotics are going to kill all that natural bacteria. And there's so much marketing and hype out there about probiotics. And we really want to bring the facts to you that all probiotics aren't the same.
That's right.
All bacteria are not the same. And there's not really one probiotic that will work for everything either.
Well, and we're in a society right now where we're really sick, right? The flu and the measles and whatever it is going around and around. And so if we're just continuing to not do anything for our system, not protect our system, our immune system, and like you said, 70% of our immune system is in our gut, is in our GI. I'll take it a step further. 7 pounds of bacteria are living in your gut. So, you know, to think that you're just going to be able to take a 2 billion CFU or hundreds of millions of CFU of probiotics in yogurt is really a joke. That's like shooting a BB gun at a bear. You're just going to tick it off more. And that's what we're doing to our gut. It's like these things are getting eaten alive. And I know we're going to talk about strain-specific probiotics. And once again, it's one of my favorite areas, because we really need to give the gut something that's properly going to nourish it to help it fight off these invaders.
And the other thing is a lot of the, you know, have you ever suffered from food poisoning? There's actually some research out there that show with the disruption in bacteria and those that take probiotics, they actually have a less chance of catching food poisoning, because it's actually fighting even some of the salmonella and the E. coli that are responsible for those that get, you know, food poisoning. So I tell you, if you're eating out a lot, you better be on some good GI probiotics.
Absolutely.
You have more bacteria in your body than you actually have of human cells. So we're kind of all just a big blob of bacteria.
We really are. And so in talking about probiotics, you know, we say things like strain-specific probiotics. What does that mean? You know, when we look at it, I'm going to take one for example. We have Lactobacillus acidophilus LA14. The Lactobacillus is the genus, the species is the Acidophilus, and the strain is the LA14 or NCFM or, many different strains. These are strains that have been shown in published studies to be beneficial to the human gut, because they're found in the human gut. So this is not like a, you know, hey, we got the stool from an animal and we're going to create this probiotic that now we have now a great probiotic and it has hundreds of billions of this and that and the other that are animal strains or they're plant strains. These are strains that are actually found in the human gut that if you did, check the bowel, et cetera, you're going to find these strains in there. So the strain in there is LA14. The strain in there is NCFM. The strain in there is DDS1 or BNO96. So these are ones, like I said, they've been shown in studies to be in the human gut.
So don't let that scare you.
Right.
But all them numbers, and this is the thing with probiotics. We use probiotics at my office that are clinically researched. You are not going to find these probiotics at your local drugstore. I don't care if you go to the refrigerator section, because there's a big, you know, hype out there in marketing that you can, if they're refrigerated, they're better.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got news for you.
Well, exactly. I think, well, and we're going to talk about that in the next segment, is that, you know, You don't necessarily need to refrigerate the probiotics. Maybe it's moisture. There's many different variables to what would kill a probiotic, essentially. But this, once again, is one of my favorite topics. I think when we kind of delve into the details of probiotics, people realize that, yes, it's worth it spending a few extra dollars to get the right probiotics.
Expiration dates, manufacturing dates.
You got it.
There's so much that we're going to bring you when we return. I want to let you know again, on February 17th, we are having our free event. Please call the office right now at 702-731-1200. Press 0. My answering service is going to take your name, your number, and RSVP you for the event. We have a few spots left, and we want to let you know to call the office today to get your RSVP in. I am your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. And again, my office phone number is 702-731-1200.
Convenient. Geico makes it easier than ever to save on car insurance. Just go to geico.com and 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. And, oh yeah, the year just happens to be 2015. If you ask me, maybe that's a little too convenient.
Do you strive for a healthy body and better way of life? Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center, understands and focuses her practice on health promotion, disease prevention, and the well-being of her patients. Her extensive education and training allows her to provide comprehensive care, including health assessments, diagnosing and managing acute illnesses, and managing chronic conditions. If you are feeling fatigue, stress, weight gain, why wait to feel better, Las Vegas? Call today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Christy plays a pivotal role in the future of healthcare and is at the forefront of providing preventative care to the public. She can be heard on News Radio 100.5 KXNT every Saturday morning at 10 a.m., sharing her advice and taking your calls. Strive for a healthy body and better way of life. Call Vitality Medical and Wellness Center today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Or visit online, VitalityMedicalWellness.com.
News 3 live at 11.
I'm Jim Snyder.
And I'm Jessica Moore. We want to thank you for choosing News 3 as your source for news.
Every night at 11, we show you what's new in your neighborhood, what's happening now around the valley,
and what's happening next. I'm meteorologist Kevin Janison. Every night I'll give you a forecast to plan your entire week. That's why News 3 is your weather authority.
The world is changing fast.
And we'll be there wherever it matters to you.
Watch Jim Snyder and Jessica Moore, News 3, live at 11.
Monday on NBC, it's the season finale of The Celebrity Apprentice, live.
Yes, and it all comes down to one final challenge between Lisa Gibbons and Geraldo.
Yep.
And literally anything could happen.
Okay, favorite moment from the season?
Hashtag PhoneGate between Vivica Fox and Kenya.
Ooh, good one.
Followed very closely by every crazy minute of Geraldo.
Well, there's going to be 120 more crazy minutes of him tonight.
And his mustache.
Yeah, and then it's the season finale of State of Affairs.
Don't miss it. Monday on NBC.
Followed by News 3, live at 11. With Jim Snyder and Jessica Moore.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, for a man age 45, non-tobacco user, it's $1 million of coverage and $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50, non-tobacco user, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-862-8376. That's 1-800-862-8376. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters at 1-800-862-8376 or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-862-8376. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non tobacco underwriting, exam required to qualify.
This is News Radio 100.5 KXNT. This is Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. I am here with Drake Kellis, who is a functional medicine consultant, and we've been talking this morning about supplements and where to buy your supplements and some of the scares that have been out on the national news this week about a lot of the recalls on products that have been out there and why you really don't want to buy your supplements over the counter. We've also been talking about probiotics, what probiotics are, the many health benefits that probiotics have. And Drake, do you know there's 10 million Americans that experience heartburn every month and almost 15 million battle it every day of their life?
Yeah, no, this is concerning. And I think that people think, hey, antacids, we just take those and we're good to go. But obviously it's a large population, $10 billion. That's a lot of money being spent towards trying to save yourself from heartburn, if you will.
And 70% of the immune system is really in the GI tract. Mm-hmm. There are so many conditions out there that have been linked to disruption in the GI tract that may be, able to be fixed with just a good probiotic that is strain specific for the condition that you're treating. A lot of people that have constipation, they have diarrhea, they have this gastric reflux, even children and colds. There's even some research out there about children with ADD. Mm-hmm. And the lack of bacteria or that disruption, sleep problems, asthma, allergies. We're heading in. It's been warm here in Vegas, and we're heading into the nice blooming of all these great trees and things that are out there. And just to boost that immune system, even eczema, mm-hmm. a lot of people with skin conditions. There are so many things out there that taking a probiotic can help, but it needs to be strain specific. The strain needs to be listed. You're not going to find these strain-specific products over the counter. And, one of the things, too, we talked a little bit about antibiotics and how it really disrupts the flora and the amount of time that it takes for that bacteria, that good bacteria, to regrow in the gut. 7 pounds of bacteria in your system, and the antibiotics kill it, which that helps fight your immune system. It's good bacteria. And we've been talking about probiotics this morning and really being strain-specific and that you can't get it from yogurt or you can't get it from milk. You're not going to get enough to boost this immune system or help with these types of conditions. And man, can you just do some diet modifications and go on a probiotic and never have to take an antacid again and have relief, not waking up at night with heartburn? Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah. And I think, looking at it even further is that a lot of times you take probiotics and they don't get down to the lower, small intestine. They don't get into the GI where they need to go. They actually break up and they get in your esophagus and then maybe in your throat or in your, in your mouth, but they're not getting to where they need to go. So, what we do is we use acid-resistant veggie caps that specifically get all the way down to the lower GI or small intestine. And so then, therefore, you're getting the probiotics exactly where they need to go. It'd be like taking an army, a military, and telling them just go over there, but you don't actually tell them where there is. And so, when you're not giving your body the direct marching orders to, where your supplement needs to go, then you're essentially, kind of setting yourself up for failure. So that to me is a really important aspect. We also talked about the strain-specific probiotics previously. And then lastly is that, it's this whole myth that you need to refrigerate them, et cetera. A lot of companies, people don't realize this, is they'll front load their probiotics. So maybe they'll say $5 billion on the probiotic, but they're putting 10 in there just to meet label claims. But that's a lot of wasted bacteria, and also you have a lot of die-off. So before you know it, you're just a lot of die-off. It's essentially is how good is that bacteria at the end of its life cycle.
And there's so much out there about sometimes it has manufacture date, sometimes it has expiration date. What is that all about?
That's a great question. Right now, I think with expiration date, you don't want to take probiotics that are overexpired. That's probably number one thing. And that's because, once again, they're front-loading these probiotics. They're putting a lot of strains in there. What we're guaranteeing on the ones that you're using in your office is that those probiotic strains are guaranteed that they are what's on the bottle at expiration, and they're not front-loading the product. And when you have strain-specific probiotics, you don't necessarily have to do that. And we're doing testing at room temperature to make sure that what you're getting in the bottle is actually in the bottle. There's about a 2% die-off over a two-year period with the probiotics that you're using in your office compared to 50 to 100% in a lot of other cases. So that's extremely important.
And when they are bringing that product in, it depends where have them probiotics been stored. Mm-hmm. Not only where did they get them from, have they been sitting in a truck in Vegas,
right?
80 degree weather.
Or in the summer at 100 plus, right? So it's really concerning.
And so that's the difference too, is when you're buying over-the-counter products, they don't care about this kind of stuff. They're mm-hmm. going to just put that product in, and when they get it in there, they make it, that's what's in it. But when it leaves there, tough luck.
Right. You know, many, many years ago, before I really got in this industry, I was told that I need to go on a CoQ10. And the reason I bring this up is because in the previous segment, we talked about quality. And I think this is important for probiotics, too. And so I went online. I heard a commercial saying, oh, get free CoQ10. Call our number and we'll give you our first month free. And reality is, I mean, CoQ10 is pretty expensive. This company did the same with probiotics. They did with all these things. Get your first month free. And then, you know, it's $15 a month. And the whole idea was to sell you for a long term. But the reality was that what we were getting was not CoQ10. It was not probiotics. And so these gimmicks that are trying to give you their first month free or you know, free supply or try this and we'll give you a 2 month supply, whatever it is, they might not be the best probiotics. They might not even be strain specific probiotics. And there's also maybe way too many strains in there that are competing for for the benefits. I mean, worst case scenario you have is that you have probiotics, you think you're getting good probiotics, and they're actually eating each other. They're actually taking away from the job they're doing. It'd be like, once again, and I love this analogy of military, is that we got to look at the probiotics as like the good army guys that are going after the bad, the terrorists, etc. And if we had these good army guys turn on one another, we'd be in trouble. You know, the terrorists would take us over and over and over again. So not to get into too much of a war analogy, but I think the idea is that that's what's going on in our gut, is that we need to have this good bacteria amped up, make sure that they're running on all cylinders, and then that they can legitimately take down the bacteria.
How many of you out there have arthritis or that joint ache, muscle pain, and have been taking the NSAIDs? Naproxen, Motrin, ibuprofen, and some of them, over-the-counter or even prescription supplements and anti-inflammatories for your arthritis. That is another disruption in the bacteria of your stomach and is killing that bacteria. And there's so much research out there about how these products cause, potential for GI bleed or gastritis. And then guess what? You go on some of the other, Pepcid, Protonix, and these, over-the-counter medications so that now you can treat the disruption in the gut. So now you're getting another medication because you're on another medication. And probiotics, what it can do for those patients that are even on these type of anti-inflammatories to control pain, and some of even the chronic pain medications out there that can disrupt the bacteria. And I think that there's so many people on them out there and they don't realize the effects that it's causing on the gut and the disruption in the bacteria, the good bacteria, when they're taking these types of products.
Yeah, and furthermore, this is something to me that's so critical, because once again, people hear probiotics and then now you're thinking, oh, well, I need to go get probiotics and I'm going to go get it at the store or whatever. One thing that I really like about your practice and seeing you specifically is you use probiotics that are specific for the conditions you're dealing with, whether it's inflammatory bowel disease or autoimmune disease or Crohn's or colitis, some of the severe conditions, to women's health challenges, to, whatever the series is. There are specific probiotics that you carry in your office that are really covering that wide a range of areas or specific areas for the specific condition for the patient.
We have one for kids. We have one for women. We have one for GI protocol. We have multiple probiotics, and there's not just one probiotic out there for every type of condition, and it's important. And I encourage you to come over to my office on February 17th. Call the office today to RSVP. We have a few spots left. The office phone number is 702-731-1200. If you have questions on today's show or prior shows and you want to bring your questions to me, please feel free to come over to the office. It's free. We're going to have some drinks. We're going to have some appetizers and have
probiotic samples maybe too.
Probiotic samples over at the office. So I know, Drake, you got to go back to California and we'll miss you on Tuesday.
Yes,
but
we
have all your knowledge today and we'll be thinking about you. So come over to the office. Make sure you call today to RSVP. Get on the list. I am your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. You can go to my website. You can also send an email to RSVP at thevitalitymedicalwellness.com. My office phone number again is 702-731-1200. 702-731-1200. We'll be back next week talking about your health and wellness.